We start in immigration court in Tucson. If you walk into federal court there at 1:30 in the afternoon, you will not see one defendant facing a judge. You'll see up to 75.
These mass deportation hearings have been going on in many border states for more than 15 years. Dubbed Operation Streamline, the idea was, with so many people crossing the border illegally, mass hearings would allow courts to prosecute them more efficiently, saving the system money and time. And while they happen every day in places like Tucson, California has long been a holdout from the program, until this week. Starting Monday, the Associated Press is reporting that the state started these mass hearings as a result of the strain that the president's zero-tolerance policy is putting on federal courts.
So what exactly is Operation Streamline, and what does it mean that California is adopting it now? For more on that, I got a hold of Anna Ochoa O'Leary via Skype. She's the head of the Mexican-American Studies Department at the University of Arizona. Now, I've attended an Operation Streamline hearing before as a reporter, and they can be pretty jarring to see. So I started by asking her to describe for us what these hearings look like.
An Operation Streamline hearing takes place every day here in Tucson, Arizona. And on the left side of the courtroom, the visitor will see migrants chained. They are chained their wrists, waistband, and legs. And as an instructor, I've taken students there to see it. And for the first time, it does involve some prep because it is a sight to see. It's not a pleasant sight to see so many people and desperate faces shackled in three parts, awaiting for what they imagine is happening, because we're not sure that all know exactly.
And they'll all be sort of prosecuted and sentenced at once there, right?
Yes, and that's what Operation Streamline is. It's a fast-track system for prosecuting large numbers of defendants en masse. And you have this streamlined version of what we normally think of the due process. Mm-hmm. So this is where you have the initial appearance of the migrant, his arraignment, plea, and sentencing all rolled up into one appearance, anywhere between 30 minutes and a 3 hours time.
Right. And they'll usually get time served of a few days and then deported, something like that?
Yes. And these are assuming that this is first time illegal entry. Their sentence will be time served.
So tell us a little bit about the background of this program. Why did this come to be? It was in 2005, right?
Yes, in 2005. And it was supposed to deter migrants from trying to enter the United States without documentation. After that, this particular program was adopted in about 8, maybe 9 other Border Patrol sectors here in Tucson, Yuma, and other parts of Texas, mostly, that this was implemented.
Yeah.
And so Tucson, you know, back then in 2008, when we had reached perhaps the peak of undocumented border crossing, here in Tucson, there might have been anywhere between 800 and 900 apprehensions a day. They would select 70 out of the 800, 900 or so undocumented border crossers. They would supposedly randomly select those for prosecution under Operation Streamline. And that was intended to deter other people from considering entering the United States without papers.
Right, because you might be one of those people chosen to be prosecuted.
Yes, and supposedly if that happens to you and you learned your lesson, you go back, perhaps spread the word, this is what happened to me. And the way the theory goes is that less and less would try to attempt to cross.
Yeah. So California, though, has been a holdout, even as this program expanded, as you described. Why is that? What are some of the arguments against this?
Well, first of all, we have found out that essentially the cost of Operation Streamline has actually not diminished, because you are now paying for more resources, you know, judges, federal attorneys, U.S. Marshal, all those are costing the taxpayer millions of dollars a day. So I don't know, then, with California's change of policy, well, then I expect that then they will divert valuable resources to prosecuting people that, you know, gardeners, domestics, people that really, they have no harmful intentions.
So let's talk about why California's made this decision. It seems to be a result of the Trump administration's policy of zero tolerance. Is this a result of them just needing to prosecute more people and not being able to use discretion?
I'm not sure I can answer that, but I think the Trump administration has tightened the screws on local authorities to show results in terms of what this administration feels is a successful border enforcement policy.
So this program's been around for 15 years. Has it been successful? Is there any evidence that it has worked?
We have quite a bit of evidence that has been documented by scholars, by policymakers, by researchers about, say, the effectiveness of consequence systems such as Operation Streamline. And the fact is that nobody knows if Operation Streamline has been effective or not. Why? Beginning in 2008, we began to see a diminishing number of people crossing into the United States without papers. Now, do we know that they've stopped trying to cross because of Operation Streamline? No, we don't know that. There's many other factors that are involved. The economy was suffering. There was many other reasons why they might have not tried to cross. Another reason is the price of coyotes and human smuggling has increased. There has been less apprehensions of first-time crossers and more apprehension of people who have, on average, lived in the United States for 10 years as an undocumented immigrant. So the Trump administration is saying, this is what we need, without any proof, without any documented evidence that this will resolve, you know, the issue, as he sees it, of a porous border. So that the jury is out still on that.
All right. Anna Ochoa O'Leary is the department head and an associate professor in the Mexican American Studies Department at the University of Arizona. Anna, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for having me.